Welcome to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We Will Stand is a program of faith, hope, and joy for young women around the world. Our leaders have taught us that as we pay our tithing, it can be a great blessing and open the windows of heaven into our lives. It takes great faith to follow this commandment. We pay it because we love the Lord and want to give Him a small portion back for all that He's done for us. Today we will discuss how tithing has brought great blessings into our lives.
My name is Susan Jones, and I'm a member of the Young Women General Board, and I have the opportunity today to participate in a discussion of one of the standards in the newly revised for the Strength of Youth. Our topic is tithes and offerings. Joining our discussion are four exceptional young women. Will you each introduce yourselves? Tell us your age and a little something about yourself.
I'm Larissa Paul, and I'm 14 years old, and I live in Pleasant View, Utah. And I have four sisters, and I am the second oldest.
Great. I'm Whitney Back, and I'm from Salt Lake area, and I am the youngest in my family, and I love to play soccer.
My name is Hannah Thatcher, and I'm 17 years old. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am the only girl in my family. I have two brothers, and I love playing lacrosse.
My name is Eden Neff. I'm also from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I love to read and sing.
Wonderful. Well, welcome. We're so excited that you're here, and we're going to just have a great, great experience talking about one of the key commandments of our Heavenly Father. In For the Strength of Youth, we find a significant statement regarding tithing. It reads, "Paying tithing is a sacred privilege." Talk about why you feel it is a privilege to pay tithing.
It gives us the opportunity to show our Heavenly Father how much we love Him and that we are truly devoted to Him in this gospel.
Excellent. Elder Jeffrey Holland reminds us of something really significant. Listen to what he said. Quote, "We pay our tithes and offerings out of honesty and integrity because they are God's rightful due," close quote. What do you think Elder Holland meant when he said paying tithing is God's rightful due?
I feel like the atonement is the greatest gift that we have ever been given. And then the Lord goes on to bless us with everything that we have in this earthly life. And so for us to pay our tithing, it's rightfully His. And so for us to pay our tithing, it's just giving back what He's already blessed us with. And then when we pay our tithing on top of that, He'll continue to bless us. And so it's just our little way of paying a little bit of the debt back.
That's wonderful. What do you think, Clarissa?
Kind of going off of what Hannah said, I think that it shows that we really realize what everything comes from. And it shows our gratitude and our love for Heavenly Father.
That's wonderful. When you faithfully pay tithing, you're showing your love for the Lord, as you've already mentioned. What else are you showing Him?
I think you're showing your gratitude. I feel like because He has blessed us with so much, when you pay your tithing, you're showing your devotion to Him and how you have full faith in Him, and you know that what He has planned for you is what is right. And so when you pay your tithing, it's just allowing Him to be able to more openly help you realize your potential and what you need to be doing.
Great, great. Eden?
I think also with paying one-tenth to Him, He will show us how to utilize that other nine-tenths, which is such a blessing.
That's a great insight. What does abiding by this law say about your priorities?
I just think that it shows that we truly do love our Savior, and even that we're so grateful for that's been said before for all His blessings that He has given to us. And this just prioritizes that we know that and we know these things.
And we want to act on that knowledge.
Yeah.
That we put the things of God first. Excellent. Why do you think your attitude is important in paying tithing?
Eden? If you go in with the knowledge that Heavenly Father wants to bless you and He's not forcing you to pay one-tenth just because he needs it. He's not forcing you to do that because he needs it. He is asking you because he loves you. He knows you'll benefit from it. And he knows that it will help you in the long run.
So it's a blessing for you rather than helping God.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think you're exactly right. Why do you think the Lord has commanded everyone to pay tithing, both the wealthy and the poor? Why does this law apply to everyone? Larissa.
I think because God, he wants to give all of his children the same opportunity to receive the same blessings. And so he's going to use tithing as that opportunity. And so whether you're wealthy or if you're poor, then you can still have that opportunity.
Excellent. Whitney.
Tithing just provides, like, we are blessed. It promises us so many blessings if we faithfully pay it. And I just think, rich or poor, you want to receive those blessings. And if we do pay our tithing, we'll be able to receive blessings and everything will just work out so much easier. And if we just put our faith in the Lord, like, things that didn't seem possible will be possible.
That's excellent. Thank you, Whitney. Now, hang on to that word faith. We're going to come back to it. And I'm glad that you used that word. You know, I love a statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley. He said, tithing is not a matter of money so much as it is a matter of faith. What kind of faith do you think President Hinckley is talking about? Faith in what? Hannah.
I feel like it's faith in the Lord that even though, like Eden said, if your circumstances aren't the greatest, and if you're struggling, that if you're willing to be able to have the faith to do what the Lord asks you to do, that then he'll be able to help you through that circumstance, and he'll be able to help provide for you in a way that you wouldn't be able to provide for yourself if you didn't pay your tithing and be obedient to the Lord's commands.
That's a great, great response. I love this story from church history. It's one of my favorites. Mary Fielding Smith was the widow of Hiram Smith. Maybe you've heard her name before. But she went to the tithing house to pay her tithing despite her poverty. She was very, very poor. Well, the tithing clerk told her she didn't need to pay tithing because she was so, so poor. I mean, it was trying to be understanding of her circumstance. Well, Mary quickly answered, I love this. Listen to what she said. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Would you deny me a blessing? If I did not pay my tithing, I should expect the Lord to withhold his blessings from me. I pay my tithing not only because it is a law of God, but because I expect a blessing by doing it. Isn't that fabulous? I love her response. Mary Fielding Smith expected the Lord's blessings because he had promised that he would pour out a blessing on all who will be faithful to living this law of tithing. We know that the Lord has promised temporal blessings for those who pay an honest tithe. What are some of the temporal blessings that we can expect from living this law?
The physical necessities of life, a home, a bed, food.
Just our basic needs will be met.
Right.
Exactly. Hannah.
President Hinckley said that those who faithfully pay their tithing would always have food on their tables, clothing on their backs, and a roof over their heads. And I feel like if you pay your tithing, then the circumstance that you're in, you'll always be able to overcome it. And if you pay your tithing, you show that devotion to him, he won't just leave you hanging. He won't leave you out. Like, he'll take care of you because he is your father and he wants what's best for you. So he'll take care of you.
Excellent. Let's look for a minute about the spiritual blessings. I love the spiritual blessings that the Lord has promised each of us from living this commandment. Let's talk about some of those. What spiritual blessings has the Lord promised? Larissa.
Well, he promises to give us a knowledge that he is true and he's real and that he is our Father in heaven. And he also promises to give us the power to live his gospel standards.
Excellent. Eden, what are your thoughts?
He also gives us the inner strength and commitment to keep the commandments and show our full devotion to him. He gives us that strength.
What spiritual blessings have you noticed in your life because you pay tithing? How have you been strengthened spiritually by living this law?
Just for me, I know that when I pay my tithing, it really does make a difference in my life in making it just a little bit easier to keep all of the other commandments. And I know that as I pay my tithing, that's like a physical thing that I'm handing over to the Lord, which then makes it easier to devote more time to reading my scriptures or praying. And I just know that as I pay my tithing, it makes all of the other commandments that he asks us to do just that much easier.
Eden.
Tithing also permits growth in the gospel, and it gives you light and power. And I want power. I want to feel like I have power in the gospel. And so that's such a cool thing for me to have realized that I can be powerful in keeping the commandments and be powerful in the gospel just from paying my tithing.
I love that. You know, one thing that I have been especially touched by is I consider the importance of the law of tithing. It's one of the basic commandments that we must follow in order to enter the temple. This is a critical law that we live in order to demonstrate our faithfulness and our worthiness to enter the temple. So I hope that that's something that we'll all keep in mind as well. Who else has a thought about how they've been blessed spiritually by living this commandment? Larissa.
Well, kind of off of what you were saying, that you're worthy for a temple recommend. And for me, that's one of my favorite things to do is to go and serve in the temple and do baptisms for the dead. And if paying my tithing, and that's only 1/10 of everything I earn, if that's one step that I can do, so then I can go to the temple and be one step closer to returning to my Heavenly Father, then it's so worth it.
That's wonderful. I especially like hearing that you've noticed you have more of the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You feel the impressions of the Spirit more in your life when you're living this law. In the Book of Mormon, in 3 Nephi chapter 24, the Lord himself promises a spiritual blessing that is amazing to me. I'm going to turn to that chapter in 3 Nephi. And I want to read these two verses to you, verses 10 and 11, and listen for a remarkable blessing. Verse 10, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven." Isn't that a beautiful promise? He will give us all these blessings that we need, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So beautiful scripture words. I love that verse. But then verse 11 says something that I think is just amazing. And I think sometimes we probably don't even recognize this blessing in the way that maybe we should. I know I'm going to think of it differently after our discussion today. Verse 11 goes on to say what the Lord will bless us with. He says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes." What does that promise mean to you? Why is this promise of rebuking the devourer for your sake? Why is this promise especially significant for youth today? What do you think, Whitney?
This is such an awesome promise because in the world that we're faced with today, there's so much temptation always surrounding us. And if we just pay our tithing, that temptation won't be as strong and we'll have the companionship of the Holy Ghost. And that's just such an awesome thing that I would not want to not have.
Exactly.
So I just love that. So
that's great, Whitney. Eden.
To add, Satan's ultimate goal on this earth is to make us miserable. And sometimes he clouds that by making things that would make us miserable look like things that will make us happy. And it's just such a blessing. I'm weak. I admit I'm weak. And sometimes it's hard for me to recognize those things that will make me miserable, that Satan's tempting me with. But just to know that through paying my tithing, Heavenly Father is going to do everything he can to protect me from those temptations. And that's such a blessing to know that through paying my tithing, I can have that inner strength to resist Satan's temptations. And that because I've been paying my tithing, Heavenly Father will rebuke him. He will, that's such a strong word. I love it. He will rebuke the devourer. I love that.
It's a powerful statement, isn't it? I love how Elder Holland talked about this very blessing in one of his conference talks. My goodness, I need that in my life, that the Lord will give us blessings of protection against evil, is how Elder Holland described it. I loved it. You live in a pretty dangerous time. Scriptures call these days perilous times. And we need all the strength. You need all the strength that you can get to stand strong. And you're doing a magnificent job of being an example to other youth, to your family. I'm just very, very impressed with each one of you. Elder Dallin Oak said, "Those who place their faith in the Lord's promises say, 'I can't afford not to pay tithing.'" I think that's a great statement. What does that mean to you? I can't afford not to pay tithing. What do you think?
Well, if you have a testimony of the law of tithing, then you'll understand that without the blessings that we have talked about today, you can't have the strength to go against Satan, and you can't be prepared to fulfill whatever God has intended for you to do while you're on this earth.
Great. Hannah?
One of the things that I was thinking about is that the law of tithes gives you an opportunity to show your obedience to the Lord. And when you're obedient, that puts up a wall between you and the adversary, and paying your tithing like sets the foundation for that wall. And when you take that down, the adversary has power over your life. But when you are paying your tithing, like Eden said earlier, it gives you that power. It gives you the power of Christ. And when you have that power will always overcome darkness, because there can't be darkness when there's light. And so if you're paying your tithing and keeping the commandments and being obedient to what the Lord wants you to do, then that's just, it's such a powerful tool against the adversary, because he can have no power over you if you're devoted to the Lord.
Very good. Eden.
Not only do we want the blessings that we can receive from tithing, we need those blessings, and we need them in order to prosper on this earth temporally and spiritually for eternity.
Whitney, you said something earlier, similar to what Elder Oak said, that you don't want to be without the blessings of tithing.
I just feel like in today's world, there's so much coming, like so many things between our media and everything else that is just coming at us kind of in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just, when we pay our tithing, there's so many awesome blessings that come. And like Eden said, Satan will be rebuked from us. And that's just such an awesome thing. And I just wouldn't want to know what it would be like without it, because it already feels like there's so much power. But I think about how much we're avoiding today, you know, and I just love that. So.
And that's wonderful, Whitney. Listen to this statement by President Thomas S. Monson. He said, quote, "I will give you a formula which will guarantee to a large extent your success in always being active in the church. It is simple." And then President Monson said, "It consists of just three words, pay your tithing." That is simple. Why do you think living this law will help you always remain active in the church? What do you think, Whitney?
Like Hannah said before, it just is such a base to everything and gives us just a strong foundation of obedience, and that way we can continue to live the other commandments, and it's just a great base of deep obedience, I guess.
That's excellent. That's tremendous, Whitney. My prayer is that you will always, always be found faithful living this law. My testimony has increased so much just visiting with you four girls. Pay your tithing. Pay what is God's due. Give back a portion. But in closing, I would love to have you share something that you have come to understand better, one aspect that is particularly meaningful to you about this law, maybe something that has strengthened your resolve to live this law of God throughout the rest of your life. What message would you like to share with those who are listening? Something you've come to better understand. Larissa?
Well, I know that I need the protection from the devourer or Satan. And so the biggest thing that I have pulled away from this discussion is that by following this and other steps of Heavenly Father's plan, that I can be protected, and that the world, I can help the world also realize that by being an example and by paying my tithing.
That's wonderful. Who else have a thought? Whitney?
I just love how paying our tithing is for us, to strengthen us, and it just has strengthened my testimony that there is there's a bigger plan to everything, and this is just such a small piece of the big picture. And I just love that through tithing, our faith can be strengthened so much, because if we just put our faith in the Lord, we will receive those blessings. And if we just pay our tithing, He promises us so much, and we will receive them. And I'm just so grateful for that.
That's tremendous, Whitney. Thank you. Hannah, what are your thoughts?
So President Kim B. Clark of BYU-Idaho said that the kind of obedience that connects us to Christ, that's what tithing is. It's the kind of obedience that connects us to Christ. And once you have that obedience and you have that connection with Christ and you have faith in Christ, that's what allows you to be able to be so successful and to be able to benefit and receive the blessings that He wants to bestow upon you. And I feel like if I've learned anything, that it's that having that connection with Christ and the power that gives you over the adversary is something that you can't go without. So paying your tithing just protects you from everything that is being thrown at us in these days.
Great. Thanks so much, Hannah. Eden, what are your thoughts?
I think what I've realized the most is I never thought of how much devotion paying your tithing shows to your Heavenly Father. And I love my Heavenly Father so much, and I want so badly for Him to know that. And this is one of the many ways that I can show Him that. I hope that through paying my tithing, I can show my Heavenly Father my deep love and devotion to Him. And also just how happy it makes me to think that I can be powerful, and I can be strong, and I can withstand the dangers of today and the temptations of the adversary, and have that blessing of strength from my Heavenly Father if I'm just willing to follow this simple thing that He's asked of me.
That's great. You know, I just want to commend all four of you. What strong, strong young women you each are. And I just want to leave one thought with you before we conclude, and that is there is happiness to be found in living the commandments. And I love this verse in the Book of Mormon, Mosiah chapter 2. This is King Benjamin, and this is something that I'd love for you to remember after our time together today. Verse 41, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. It's my testimony that when we keep this law faithfully. We will be blessed both spiritually and temporally, and we will be happy because we're right with God. And that is something that I know you're all striving for. Thank you for being here today. I love each one of you. You're remarkable.
You've been listening to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Join us each week as young women from around the world share their hopes, struggles, and triumphs. Remember, you can take us with you anywhere by downloading this program at mormonchannel.org.